Hey, and welcome to the Fourth Cut Out and Keep podcast with me, Kat Morley. This podcast is dedicated to Valentine's Day and showing that special person or special people that you care about them. You don't need to have a partner for this, you can just do something special to make a friend or family member happy. Whether you want to make a small or big gesture this Valentine's Day, here are a few suggestions to get you started. Chapter 1, Secret Pocket Love Notes. Fold a piece of A4 paper into four long strips. It's best to use interesting paper to make it more special. I recommend tracing paper. And then write sweet little messages one beneath the other down each of the strips of paper. You could handwrite the messages to give it a more personal touch, or you could print or typewrite it to be more anonymous about it. When you're finished, fold a perfect alignment between each of the messages, fold it all up, add a cover and pop it into your pocket. And then the next time you're out and the chance takes you, pop one into your lover, friends or whoever you want's pocket. You could even cook up some delicious fortune cookies and slip your notes into them. No one would ever expect a personalised note inside their fortune cookie, and it adds a yummy treat to the equation. You can find the recipe for fortune cookies on my blog. Chapter 2, Breakfast in Bed. There's no better way to start off the day than breakfast in bed, so you can make your special person a really nice breakfast personalised just to their liking. Start with a delicious drink. You could add a few shots of orange, pomegranate or cranberry juice to a glass and then top it up with sparkling water. Or for that stronger hit, make them a special barista-style coffee. You can buy special coffee syrups from most supermarkets and definitely from coffee speciality stores, so choose wisely and add a shot to their morning coffee. For the breakfast, you could experiment or you could choose to be safe and stick with a bowl of cereal. If you are going to go for cereal, make it a bit more exciting by adding some fruit on top. You can buy bags of frozen berries from supermarkets. These will keep for ages. Just put out some before you plan on starting and let them defrost. If you want to be a little bit more adventurous, you could try baking some bread. Nothing tastes nicer than fresh bread in the morning, and your lover will really appreciate the effort. You can find a simple bread making tutorial on my blog. You could try going continental and bake up some croissants, or you could make a big stash of pancakes. However, if you don't feel like making that much effort, you can buy all of these things ready-made. Just put the effort into the presentation. If you want to be really cheesy, you could go for a themed breakfast and make everything heart-shaped. To make some heart-shaped eggs, which look really cute, heat up a frying pan and put a heart-shaped cookie cutter into the middle. And then break an egg into the cookie cutter and then leave it to set. Remove the cookie cutter and then let it cook for a few more minutes. Just make sure not to use a metal cookie cutter on a non-stick pan or you'll be left with some really nasty scratches. Chapter 3, Plan a Day. Plan a special day out for the two of you. Pack a picnic or book a table at a fancy restaurant. Go for a walk in the park or go to a movie or plan an adventure. Just make sure not to give away what you're up to and make it all a really big surprise. You will look very sophisticated if you organise it all in advance. However, if you don't have time to dedicate a whole day to doing something special, make sure to do one little thing. Here's a sneaky little suggestion. Hide next to a phone booth that you know that your lover's going to pass at a certain time of day. When they pass by, phone up the phone booth and see if they answer. And if they do, say something nice. It'll really, really make their day. Chapter 4, Heart-Shaped Chocolates. Why not try making your lover a delicious box of homemade chocolates? Get yourself an ice cube tray that makes heart-shaped ice cubes. You can find these in most home stores, you just have to look for them. Buy yourself a few brands of supermarket own brand chocolate in white, milk or dark depending upon their taste, and buy a few cherries, nuts, pink sugar or whatever that you think they would like. Melt the chocolate down, you can do this in the microwave really quickly or you could do it in a pan, and then pour the melted chocolate into the ice cube trays and then add whatever treat you bought, if it was cherries or nuts or whatever, and then leave them to set. You can try making double layered chocolates by taking one kind of chocolate and filling up the ice cube trays half full and then leaving it to set and then filling it up with a different kind of chocolate right to the top and then leaving that to set too. When you're finished and they're all set, remove the chocolates from the trays and package them up in sheets of cellophane and then tie the tops with ribbons. Chapter 5. A few more small ideas. If you're still stuck for ideas, here are a few quick ones that you could try. Why not have a cosy night in with fondue and a movie? There's a tutorial for making a DIY fondue kit on my blog from an old Altoids tin. You could take a photo of the two of you and buy a frame and then decorate it with trinkets, glitter, shells, paint or whatever you like. You could make 12 stunning red roses out of tissue paper and wire, or you could make pop-up cards with hearts in, or you could fold a piece of paper into a small I love you book. Tutorials will be on my blog within the next couple of days, so make sure to check it out at catmorley.com/blog. Thanks for listening, and I hope you all have a really lovely Valentine's Day, no matter who you spend it with.